This is Twit.
So I've been rereading the writings of the guy who brought the Gutenberg parenthesis to my mind, Tom Pettit, an academic in Denmark. And he argues, as you know, don't worry, I'm not going to do it all, that we're reverting back to a pre-Gutenberg era, and that was an oral-based world rather than a textual-based world. And what he argues in that is that was a performance-based world. And what we see happening to a great extent is people are not, we in media think they're creating content. They're not. They're performing.
Yeah.
And they're performing in ways that shock us because that's part of the point. And they're performing in ways that test borders. And they're performing in ways that don't have norms yet. We're returning to a society built on orality over textuality, text. And I think it's a kind of a brilliant insight into. So we're misinterpreting what people are doing. They're not creating. You know, when we look at what they're doing as of creating content, we say, "Well, this is crap. How could we allow this?" But if we say it's people who are performing and acting out something, that's what our politics are entirely right now. And we've got to judge it against that to figure out what they have to do about it.
That is a great point. And I know I've talked to Hossein Darakhshan, who's a Iranian blogger, spent 6 years in prison for blogging.
Because of
when he got out, he noticed that the web had changed. And he described very much the same thing. His sort of shorthand is that it's becoming like television. Everything is becoming like television. So Twitter's becoming like television. Facebook's becoming like television. Television's taken over, and not just in the sense of video, but in the sense of a kind of shallowness in a way of, and so his view, obviously as a person who likes text, is that
and
video
links,
in particular,
he really likes his links.
Yeah, and links, is that much of this content is, just shallow and kind of doesn't encourage you to think. It encourages you to feel and to feel strong emotions. And that's
a condescending way to look at it too, I would argue. Is the problem with television was that television was one tube sent out to all of us. And now when you go to my favorite conference, VidCon, what you see is that everyone can make television.
The sort of Gutenberg, you know, parenthesis idea, I started thinking about specifically with relationship to Twitter. Twitter is much more a verbal sort of oral kind of performance, if you will, than it is text. It feels like text because you're typing
on YouTube,
but it's not actually like
and
text
that's,
at all.
And that's what some have said is the problem with Twitter is it you feel like you're doing these off the cuff, you know, water cooler remarks, but they're preserved forever.
Exactly. It's in the worst possible kind of gray area between text and performance.
If it weren't for that, we wouldn't know that Jack Dorsey sent beard shavings to Azalea Banks to make an amulet to protect him from ISIS.
Someone has got to like fact check that story.
No, there's a tweet.
It feels too good.
There's
I know.
A tweet.
It feels too good.
Yeah. She tweeted.
Especially because I don't think he ever shaved his beard, you know, so.
Well, you can just take little clippings.
It.
You don't
he
need much.
It.
The question is, did he ever get the amulet?
Apparently he did not. According to the story, he did not.
This is
so he's not protected.
New Music Express. Nick, actually, it's from Nick Bilton, right? Nick, Nick referred to it in his Vanity Fair piece on Jack Dorsey. Nick's been doing great work covering Twitter. See, Nick can't quit Twitter, but I can.